主对他们第一篇的教训就是马太五章六章七章。
And the official teaching was in chapter.
当我们的主在山上教训他们的时候，慢慢慢慢的，有的人就从各地就来了。
And that as they were, he was teaching them at the Sermon on the Mount. You know that multitudes arrived.
所以山上的教训主要是对信主的门徒说的。
And so the Sermon on the Mount was mainly addressed to the believers.
但这个世界听见了。
But the world had heard.
所以不要忘记，马太五章、六章、七章是对门徒说的，不是对非门徒说的。
That we know that Matthew 5, 6, 7 are addressing to his disciples.
不是对世界说的。
It's not addressed to the world.
不，很可惜，世界听见了。
Unfortunately, the world has heard that.
像印度的甘地了，还有其他的人，他们就讲不抵抗主义。
And that you know, Gandhi, they were not opposing. They had
non-resistance.
No resistance.
Non-resistance. 他们讲 non 就是讲不抵抗主义。
That they have this non-resistant policy.
那么这个结果就变成了一个政治上的一个运动。
And that it becomes a movement in the political.
所以很多人喜欢马太五章六章七章。
And so many people love 5, 6, 7 of
Matthew. 他们觉得主耶稣的教训太好了。
They say his teaching was so wonderful.
他们完全弄错了，主耶稣的教马太五章六章七章乃是为着门徒。
They have mistaken because the teaching of the Sermon on the Mount was addressing to the believers.
那么在那个时候，主耶稣就跟门徒们讲到天国的实际。
And you talk about the reality of the Kingdom of Heaven.
所有跟随主的人，他们都是天国的子民。
Any followers, they are the followers of the Kingdom of Heaven.
那么天国的品格是什么呢
？And we know that what is the characters.
那这个就是马八福里面所讲的那个八个不同的品格。
And that these characters are referred to the eight beatitudes.
贫穷的有福了。
Blessed are those who are mourn.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And those who are blessed are those who are hunger and thirst for the righteous.
使人和睦的人有福了。
And blessed are the peacemaker.
所以你看见吗？这里给我们看见做天国子民的八个不同的品格。
And we know that to be the children of the kingdom of heaven.
然后主告诉他们说，如果你们要进天国的话。
And if you want to enter into the kingdom,
你们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人。
Your righteousness will exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
那么文士和法利义是什么义呢
？And what are the righteousness of the Pharisees and Sadducees?
不可以奸淫，不可以杀人，这是文士和法利赛的义。
And that is do not kill and do not commit adultery.
但是对于门徒来说
，But to the disciples,
你不可以说，你不是说不杀人就好了不
？Doesn't mean that you should not commit.
连恨人都不行。
You can't even hate a person.
恨人就是杀人。
When you hate means you have committed.
不光是不可有外念淫乱的行为，连思念意念都不可。
And not only that you should not have the conduct of adultery outwardly, but you should not even have a thought.
这个就是门徒的义怎样胜过文士和法利赛。
And that is the righteousness of the disciples and how they can surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
如果那怎么知道是文士和法利赛的义呢？
How do you know that is the righteousness of the Pharisees?
因为文士和法利赛义告诉我们说，以言还言，以牙还牙。
But because that what the righteousness is eyes for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
这是公平的原则。
This is for obviously.
你打掉一个牙齿，我的一牙齿，我当然要打到你一个牙齿。
If you knock out one of my tooth, I will knock out your tooth.
所以律法是限制人的肉体。
And so we know, our flesh has been confined by the legalistic.
因为如果没有律法的话，如果他挖我一个眼睛，我一定会挖他两个眼睛。
If there is no law, then if you are to gouge out one of my eyes, I will gouge out his.
他如果拿我一根牙齿，我要打他一排牙齿。
That if you knock out one of my tooth, I will knock out the whole row of his teeth.
所以什么叫律法呢
？So this is law.
什么叫文士和法利赛义呢
？The what is meant by the righteousness of the Pharisees? One eye.
一个眼睛对一个眼睛。
One eye for an eye.
一个牙齿对一个牙齿。
A tooth for a tooth.
但主耶稣说
，But the Lord Jesus said,
不要和恶人作对。
Do not oppose the evil one.
你要转过第二个脸。
That you have to turn your cheek.
你要走第二里路。
You have to travel the second
mile. 你要给第二件衣服。
That you have to get your second cloth.
如果我们只爱我们的仇敌。
If we were just to love our enemies,
这是爱，但是只是半圆的爱。
That we know this is love, but this is a semi-circle love.
如果我们爱我们朋友，也爱我们邻舍，也爱我们的仇敌，这就是丰满的圆。
And if you love your neighbors, you love your enemy, then you have a complete circle.
天父把太阳照给好人，也照给歹人。
Heavenly Father have given the sunlight to the good and to the bad.
那个爱是完全的爱。
That is a complete love.
所以主耶稣说，你们要完全像天父的完全一样。
That Jesus says that you have to imitate the perfectness of the Heavenly Father.
圣洁的完全我们办不到。
That we know the complete holiness we can't achieve.
但是爱的完全办得到。
But we can achieve the complete love.
你如果能爱你的仇敌，为你的仇敌祷告。
If you were to love your enemy, you pray for the enemy.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见说这个就是山上的教训
This is the Sermon of the Mount
然后主教我们怎样祷告
The Lord has taught us how to pray
叫我们不遇见凶恶
That we may not meet the temptation
因为如果你真的照着山上教训来做的
That if you were to follow the Sermon of the Mount
那基督很容易就破产
That we know the, our Lord Jesus will go into bankruptcy
你看见很多人就要来打你的一个脸
No, everybody is coming to slap your cheek
所以弟兄姊妹我们要祷告主
We need to pray.
每天说拯救我们脱离凶恶
That he will deliver us from evil.
拯救我们脱离那个要拿我们第二件衣服
And to deliver those who come to take our clothing.
你相不相信你不保护你自己神要保护你
You know that if you want to protect yourself, God has to protect you.
还有不要把珍珠丢给狗吃
And not to cast the pearls to the swine.
对于那个不信的人你千万不要把山上教训给他
And so the unbelievers don't give them the Sermon of the Mount.
所以弟兄姊妹当你真的照着山上教训来做基督徒的时候
and that you will live if you live according to what the teachings in the sermon on the sermon
这个就是天国的子民
that we will become the citizens of the kingdom of heaven
主耶稣钉十字架最后的目的就是叫我们能做天国的子民
and our Lord's crucifixion is final objective that we may become the citizens of kingdom of heaven
所以这就是马太五章六章七章
and that summarized in Matthew 5, 6 and 7
那这些通通是发生在二十九年主后二十九年年初的时候
and so this thing transpired in the beginning of the 29 AD
但是不要忘记啊如果读路加福音的话告诉我们是那个教训是在平地讲的
and that in Luke it told us that the Sermon of the Mount in fact was it took place on the plain
所以到底是山上的教训呢还是平地的教训
also we say either it's the Sermon of the Mount or it was on the plain land
两个都对的
They were all both correct.
我们说过，在那个火山口是山中间平地的地方。
That we know that between these two horns, the volcanic mountain, there was a piece of flat land.
所以整体来说是山上的教训。
And so, as a whole, it is a sermon of the mountain.
那么如果你爬到那个火山口那个平地地方，那么你就可以说这是平地的教训。
Of course, that you were to climb up to the flat land, then you will say that it has actually happened on the flat land.
所以现在你很自然的，如果你从最后一年，你很自然的就跳到马太福音。
And so after this, that we know is automatically that we will jump to the gospel.
那么你从第五章、第六章、第七章读起，你知道从现在开始下去的，通通是最后一年零四个月所发生的事。
And so from this point onwards, we know that all these event occurred during the one year and 4 months.
你就会发现马太的记载就比马可要丰满一点。
And we know that Matthew have added information as compared to Mark.
但是不管怎么样，我们知道，如果你从第四章马可第三章一直读到第九章，那么就是一直到这个年初，一直经过整个十个月，到了祝棚节以前所发生的事。
And so if we were to read Mark chapter 3 right up to chapter 9, it was almost the time right up.To the feast, festival of the tabernacle.
所以我所以如果你读马可的话，我们就从第三章十三节开始，一直到第九章，那么就是十个月之内所发生的。
And we know for the next 10 months, whatever had happened is actually from Mark chapter 3:13 right up.
那么这个十个月有一个分水岭。
That we know, there is a water line that separate this period of time.
那就是那一年的逾越节。
And that.That separation, the water line is actually that Passover of that year.
那么那年逾越节发生什么事呢
？What did happen during that Passover?
那就是五个饼两条鱼叫五千吃饱。
That is five thousand were fed with five loaves and two fishes.
所以如果你读这一段圣，你读马可福音从第三章一直到第九章的话
，And if you read the Mark chapter 3:13 right up to chapter 9.
所以你看呢，应该是一直从第一章第四三章一直读到第六章。
And then that we can read right up to chapter 6.
第六章到第六章应该是到第二十九节那里。
And right up to chapter 6, verse
所以这个是前面四个月所发生的事。
And that is the first 4 months.
然后呢，从第六章第30节开始，那就是剩下六个月的事情了。
And so from Mark chapter 6 verse 30, the rest up to chapter 9 are the remaining 6 months.
好，首先我们要知道，当主耶稣呼召十二个使徒。
And then when the Lord Jesus called the 12 apostles.
然后主耶稣讲了山上的教训。
And then that followed by the sermons of the mount.
那么有很多的人就来到那里。
And great multitude arrived there.
但是没有多久以后。
After that,
你可以想象得到，当主耶稣退到海边，退到旷野的时候。
When the Lord Jesus withdrew himself to the wilderness, to the seaside.
很多人要商议要除灭主耶稣。
And many have plotted to get rid of the Lord Jesus.
所以现在在群众，当主耶稣面对群众的时候。
As we face the great multitude.
这个群众是个混杂的群众。
And that is a very, it's a mixed multitude.
有的还是跟犹太教站在一起。
Many have been standing in the presence of the Judaism.
有的还是不接待主耶稣的。
Many were still refuse to take up.
主耶稣到海边，主耶稣到旷野，他们要找主耶稣的把柄。
That you know, they have gone to the wilderness, they have gone to the seaside. They were trying to find the force of Lord Jesus.
那么的的确确有一般人爱他，跟随他。
And truly, there were a group of people who loved him.
使徒跟门徒之外，还有其他人跟随主耶稣。
Besides the apostle, the disciple, there were many other multitudes.
所以主耶稣就把他们分成两班人。
And so the Lord Jesus divided them into two main groups.
一般的人叫做聪明通达的人。
And those that who are wise, who are knowledgeable.
一般人就是所谓一般人就是婴孩。
And the other groups, they are infants.
那么谁是聪明通达的人呢
？Who are the wise and the knowledgeable？
文士和法利赛人是聪明通达的人。
That we know that the Pharisees, the scribes, they are knowledgeable men.
那些与文士、法利站在一起的人，他们都是聪明通达的人。
And those who have stood together with the Pharisees and the scribes, they are wise and knowledgeable.
但是的确有一般婴孩像门徒一样。
But there were another group of infants just like the disciples.
还有像摩大拉一样。
And there are some who like
或者有一些你看见有一些妇女来跟随主耶稣。
And there were some there were women who were following Jesus.
还有一些人真的跟随我们的主。
And there were some who truly followed the Lord Jesus.
他们实在是主的门徒。
They were truly the Lord's disciples.
所以这些人是婴孩。
They were like infants.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
等到慢慢的反对的势力越来越大。
That we know that when the forces of the opposition grew stronger.
那现在主的工作慢慢就集中在十二个使徒和他的门徒中。
And so the focus of the work, the focus and the ministry of Lord Jesus now, the ministry of Lord Jesus now focus upon the apostles and the disciples.
他没有放弃群众。
He has not forgotten the multitude.
你看，还是很多人来他面前。
There are many now still come before him.
但是因为我们的主被弃绝的缘故。
And because our Lord was forsaken.
尤其不要忘记，你读到马太福音很清楚。
It was very clear in Matthew Gospel.
讲到这个五章六章七章
，When we talk about Matthew chapter five, six and seven，
明显是主给他门徒的教训。
That is the very obvious teaching to the disciples。
所以现在很清楚，你看主的很大部分的工作是放在他门徒的身上。
And so now the main focus is upon the disciples and the apostles。
但是他不管到什么地方
，So no matter where he goes，
你看见还是有反对他的人。
There are still many who are opposing him。
所以门徒们到经过麦田一掐麦穗，有人说他犯了安息日。
And so when the disciples passed through the grain fields and they were plucking the ears of the corn, they say that he has violated the Sabbath。
但是主耶稣提醒他们，当初大卫就在安息日吃了陈设的饼。
But the Lord Jesus reminded them it was during the Sabbath day, David and his followers they have taken the shortbread.
大卫逃难的时候，有一班跟随他的。
When David was in exile, that many will follow him.
现在我们主耶稣被弃绝的时候，也有一班人跟随他。
Now Our Lord Jesus was forsaken, but there were still multitudes, a group of them.
现在他们肚子饿了，就好像那个时候大卫和跟随他的人饿了一样。
And so they were just as the followers of David, they were hungry now.
所以我们的主在那个时候，你看呐、啊，这里有一个人比殿更大。
And so he said, now behold, there's one man that's greater than the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？So now do we understand?
当你读到这些圣经，你就知道说他是王，是流。他现在当然，主耶稣一生下来就开始，没有多久就开始流亡。